Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure once again, with a record 203 people attending the ED yesterday. A Buncrana woman has lost €13,000 in an elaborate scam. Investigations, meanwhile, are continuing into a substantial jewellery theft in Letterkenny last week. And Isaiah Mills' mother has issued a warning to other parents to be aware of the circulation of drugs after a bag of suspected drugs was found on a street in the village. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news this evening, the trial of Richard Burke, who is accused of the murder of Jasmine McMonagall in Donegal, has heard that after Gardaí observed a child at an upstairs window, a decision was taken to make an immediate and dynamic forced entry to the house. The 32-year-old has pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty of manslaughter. Eamon Falvey has more.
The Central Criminal Court sitting in Monaghan today heard details of what happened in the hours after 28-year-old Jasmine McMonagall called 999 for help. Gardaí arrived at the scene at Forest Park, Killigordon, within 20 minutes and attempted to gain entry through a rear door when Richard Burke, armed with a meat cleaver and with bloodstains on his clothes, appeared. They eventually had to retreat when he began swinging the meat cleaver at them. According to RTE News, after Gardaí observed a child at an upstairs window, a decision was taken to make an immediate and dynamic forced entry to the house. After failing to desist, a taser was used on Richard Burke. The court heard upon entering the house, it was clear that Jasmine McMonagall was deceased. A post-mortem determined the cause of death to be ligature strangulation and multiple traumatic injuries to the head and trunk.
The government's announced a series of measures to deal with the housing crisis. It's in response to a Sinn Féin motion, which is looking to extend the eviction ban that is due to end on a phased basis from the end of the month. Cabinet today agreed to a counter motion. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says steps are being taken to address difficulties in the housing sector.
So we agreed that there would be a tax package in the budget for small landlords, and that will take effect this year, to encourage them to stay in and to enter the sector. And this was after consultations with our parliamentary party and some of the independent groups as well. We've agreed to extend the Cricona refurbishment grant scheme for people who are doing it up derelict properties for the purpose of renting them and those built prior to 2007.
Well, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says the measures announced today are not an appropriate response to the housing crisis.
You cobble together measures or you reiterate schemes that aren't working efficiently or to scale as some kind of appropriate response. Well, Taoiseach, it is not. And you sound to me like somebody who has thrown in the towel and thrown renters to the wolves. You don't actually believe that these things can be solved, but they can.
Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure once again. A record 203 people attended the emergency department at the hospital yesterday. A number of elective procedures have been cancelled. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The high number of people attending the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital who need to be admitted for ongoing treatment is resulting in pressure on bed availability and significant delays for patients in the emergency department who are waiting for a bed to become available on a ward. As of 8 a.m. this morning, there were 23 patients on trolleys in the emergency department. All available beds at the hospital are in use and every effort is being made to discharge patients. Due to the pressures on the site and the lack of bed capacity, the hospital is postponing a number of elective day case and inpatient adult procedures. Urgent and time-sensitive cases are being prioritised. Patients are being contacted directly if their procedure is being postponed. Meanwhile, outpatient appointments are proceeding as usual and people should come to their appointments unless advised otherwise. Again, people are being encouraged to attend the out-of-hours GP service or pharmacies in the first instance.
A Buncrana woman has been scammed out of €13,000. Chelsea Farrell received a notification from her Revolut app claiming another user had attempted to access her account. This was followed by numerous back and forth phone calls over the next 2 days from two scammers purporting to be from both Revolut and AIB. She was told while they had managed to secure her Revolut account, her AIB account was now compromised and that she should transfer her funds from Revolut to Revolut in order to protect them. Chelsea says she has accepted that the money has been lost.
So they got me basically transfer some of my savings from my AIB account to my Revolut so that if I needed money, it was there and that it would be more secure there. Then it actually took my sister to ring me and say, Chelsea, something's not right. It was 2 days of being on the phone with them. You need to go on to your AIB and your Revolut. So we did, and over 13,000 euro was taken out of my Revolut to a crypto app called Binance. I have no hopes at this stage of getting it back. I just want people to be aware of it.
Investigations are continuing into a substantial jewellery theft in Letterkenny last week. Entry was gained to a shop in the Main Street area between midnight and 6 a.m. on Monday last. Garda Sean Sweeney is urging anyone with information to come forward.
Yes, occurred at the shop premises in the Main Street in the early hours of Monday the 13th of March. This is between midnight and 6 a.m. So entry is gained to the premises and a substantial amount of jewellery is stolen. So we're appealing to any road users who've dash cam footage or who travel in the town centre between midnight and 6 a.m. Contact Letterkenny on 074-9167-100. Also, if anybody observed any suspicious activity in the area between those times or has any relevant information, we'd ask them to make contact with us. You can use the Garda confidential line also, 1800-666-111.
A man has been injured after being attacked in Letterkenny in the early hours of Saturday morning last. The man was set upon by a person unknown to him at around 4 a.m. while waiting on a taxi in the Upper Main Street area. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries sustained, which are not believed to be life-threatening. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gardaí. A 36-year-old man has been arrested in relation to the attempted murder of PSNI officer John Caldwell. He was arrested following the search of a property in Derry earlier today by detectives investigating the activities of the new IRA. Detective Chief Inspector Caldwell remains in a critical condition in hospital after being shot multiple times at a sports complex near Oma last month. This is the 13th arrest in relation to the incident. Police have yet to charge anyone. A Siamese mother has issued a warning to other parents to be aware of the circulation of drugs. It's after a bag containing suspected drugs was found in an area where children frequently play. Shirley Ann fears the outcome if the bag fell into the hands of a child. She says those selling drugs have no concern for others.
Parents need to be more aware of this. Not only do they need to be aware of how easy it is to find on the streets, how much is being distributed out in the local communities. Like, there is drug dealers everywhere. Once they give you product and you give money, you're no concern to them and they don't care about your health, your welfare. The short or long term damages these drugs can actually do and affect a person. I know families that have unfortunately lost loved ones due to, it might have been a one night out, took one tablet, next morning they were found, and it is completely devastating for any family to go through that. And then you've got people out in the street handing these things out to children that, and adults, not just children, adults as well, which they don't know what they're taking. You could be left with permanent brain damage, not to mention what the family is left with. They don't think of the aftermath of these things. Yes, the wellings are good. You take them on the night, you could be fine. But it's that percentage of people that actually aren't fine. Either die from taking this stuff or are left seriously life-altering changes. What angered me so much was the fact that obviously whoever, whatever individual dropped this, they didn't want to drop it. The fact is people are walking about the streets with this kind of stuff in their pockets.
Well, there's been a significant increase in the number of young people seeking treatment for cocaine addiction. That's according to the clinical director of White Oaks Addiction Treatment and Rehab Centre in Meath. It comes as Irish people have been revealed to be among the biggest cocaine users in the world. Stephen McLaughlin says one of the main issues is how accessible the drug has become.
I think certainly it has become much more normalised. In previous times, it may have been seen as something used more exclusively by those who are better off, perhaps those who worked in high-pressure jobs, etc. That has all gone. Cocaine use is now much more prevalent and, as I say, much more normalised among people of all kind of age and social groups. And I think a lot of that is down to the easy availability of the drug. Anecdotally speaking to people who come for treatment, they would certainly be of the view that, as someone said to me, maybe a wee bit flippantly, it's easier to get a bag of cocaine on a Saturday night in Letterkenny than it is to get a pizza. That may be slightly tongue-in-cheek, but what they were saying is that when people are out and about, young people are socialising, there is very little difficulty in being able to get cocaine. I think it's also because the fact that we may have this perception that it's been supplied by these gangs and gangsters and people sort of in dark corners. The sad reality is that it's people's neighbours, it's people working in ordinary jobs who are doing this as almost a sideline because it's quick, easy money. And therefore, it's becoming easier, much easier for people then to avail of cocaine when they're out socialising. And very often it's friends supplying to friends, you know, people who perhaps have a drug addiction themselves and who are then able to feed that addiction by also supplying to friends within their network.
EU member states have given their backing to the Windsor framework. At a meeting in Brussels, ministers adopted two decisions in relation to the new EU-UK trade deal. In a statement, the EU Council says it demonstrates the EU's commitment to finding solutions to the difficulties implementing the Brexit protocol in Northern Ireland. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Maro Sefcovic, is welcoming the development.
All 27 EU member states have today shown full support for the Windsor framework. And this clearly confirms the EU's commitment to the joint outcome of the joint EU-UK efforts.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Recover from the toughest sessions with foam rollers and massage guns. Or find your flow with the latest yoga mats and blocks in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games and the Donegal County Board, we'll discuss the ongoing Donegal Academy situation on Thursday night. The county management will hold a special county committee meeting at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy, where the only item on the agenda will be the academy. The board have come in for heavy criticism since the resignation of Ciar Lacey in early February. In other news, the Gold Coast Suns have confirmed the signing of last year's Footballer of the Year, Niamh McLaughlin. The Donegal star will join the club ahead of the 2023 season. And ATU Donegal's Kieran McGarvey has been named as the Yopley HEC LGFA All-Star. The ATU Donegal Ladies Gaelic football side recently captured the Lynch Cup, and Kieran played a significant role in the side throughout the competition, including being named Player of the Match in the final, where she scored 1-8 on the day. Kieran and the rest of the winners will receive their awards on Friday, the 31st of March, at the Bonington Hotel in Dublin. Moving on to soccer, and Stephen Kenny has confirmed that Evan Ferguson will make his first senior start for the Republic of Ireland tomorrow. The friendly with Latvia at the Aviva will be the Brighton teenager's third international appearance. Adam Ida was the only absentee from the Irish squad at training today as he nurses a foot injury. Stephen Kenny says tomorrow night's game could be quite open, and he says Ferguson is ready for the game.
Well, his career's in his infancy. He's had a great start to his Premier League career and scoring some goals in the Premier League and also in the FA Cup. And we've known about Evan for a few years now, coming through the system in Ireland with Bohemians. At 18 years of age now, he's shown he's ready to come into the team.
Well, ahead of next Monday's Euro 2024 qualifier, French boss Didier Deschamps says Antoine Griezmann will be the vice-captain. The Atletico Madrid forward was reportedly considering his international future after Kylian Mbappe was selected as their new skipper. Griezmann hasn't missed a French international since 2017. Craig Cathcart has been named as Northern Ireland captain for the international break following the withdrawal of Johnny Evans. The regular skipper has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Manager Michael O'Neill also faces fitness concerns over forwards Conor Washington and Conor McManaman ahead of Thursday's Euro 2024 qualifier with San Marino. And Manchester City's Erling Haaland has been ruled out of Norway's Euro 2024 qualifiers against Spain and Georgia with a groin injury. Haaland picked up the problem in City's FA Cup quarter-final win over Burnley at the weekend. And Paddy McCarthy, he will remain at Crystal Palace under newly installed manager Roy Hodgson. The Dubliner acted as caretaker for last weekend's defeat at Arsenal following the sacking of Patrick Vieira. Hodgson has been brought back to a club he managed between 2017 and 2021 with the aim of keeping Palace in the Premier League. There's two games tonight in the Irish League Championship. Loughgall, they play Anna United, and Institute there at home to Ballinamallard. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. In rugby, it's hoped Finlay Beelam can return to action for Connacht in the, by the middle of next month. The tight head is out with a twisted ankle that forced him to miss Ireland's last two games in the Six Nations. Connacht's penultimate regular season URC game is at home to Cardiff on April the 15th. They go to Glasgow a week later. And Scott Robertson says it's an honour to be named the next All Blacks head coach. The man who has led the Crusaders to six consecutive Super Rugby titles will take over from Ian Foster after this year's World Cup. In snooker, veteran Jimmy White shocked world number 5 Judd Trump to reach the last 16 of the World Snooker Tour Classic. The whirlwind defeated the former world champion by 4-2. At the German Masters last month, White became the first player aged 60 or over to reach the last 16 of a ranking event for 31 years. And finally, this evening in horse racing, the Irish National Stud has confirmed that Keegan King has died at the age of 25. He won the Cheltenham Gold Cup under Barry Geraghty in 2005, the year they also retained the King George at Kempton. Keegan King retired to the National Stud in 2008. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the launch of a new Garda recruitment campaign is positive, but improvements to the training and equipment provided will need to be made. That's the view of the Garda Representative Association, which hopes the additional members will aid the current shortfall in police on the front line. Justice Minister Simon Harris presented plans to Cabinet today, which could see almost 1,000 new members join the force by the end of this year. President of the GRA, Donegal-based Garda, Brendan O'Connor, says the downward trend in numbers has been most visible on the streets.
We want to see it fast-tracked, delivering high quality and a good calibre of recruits onto the front line, because unfortunately in recent times we've seen a downward trend in Garda numbers, which is disproportionately reflected on the very frontline units that these new members will be deployed to. It's very important that other issues are addressed in relation to training and equipment.
A young dog has been found tied to a tree in Donegal. The ISPCA Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre rescued the dog after being contacted by a family who discovered the spaniel dumped in the woods. Tom Douglas has more.
The young spaniel is believed to have been taken to a remote path deep in the woods, tied to a tree with a piece of old rope, and left there without food or water, with no way to fend for himself. A young family came across the dog, who's been named Basil, and contacted the ISPCA. Upon inspection by a vet, the dog, who was barely a year old, was found to be severely dehydrated and underweight, which led to them believing he may have been in the woods for a day or two. Basil has since been rehomed.
Meanwhile, police investigating a report of animal cruelty involving a dog in Derry have made a second arrest and conducted a search of an address. A 23-year-old man was arrested today on suspicion of causing unnecessary suffering to animals. The arrest follows a report of a dog that was found injured and partially buried in Ballyarna Country Park on Wednesday last. The man remains in custody at this time. Two full-time community facilitators for the Defective Concrete Block scheme are now available to support affected homeowners through their application process. One is working with the Inishowen Development Partnership, while the second will cover the rest of Donegal through DLDC. Public information sessions are being offered, along with one-to-one support if required. Laura Mannion of DLDC has been outlining how the service will operate.
DLDC and IDP are delighted to be able to offer the two community facilitator roles now, two full-time positions in Donegal. They will be responsible for supporting and guiding the affected homeowners through the application process and facilitating their access to relevant support services also. The main kind of remit with the role is really, first of all, it's to provide some of the physical barriers that people might be suffering or experiencing through the scheme. Things like access to printers, scanning the necessary documents, access to the computers and office space. The second area then really is guiding people through the application process themselves. No matter which point they are on the scheme application process, people defer their information requests. access to information around folios, boundary issues, etc., etc. And then lastly, it's just also signposting homeowners that are affected to other support services within the community, counselling, mental health support.
You are anxious that if people need one-on-one appointments, that they make those appointments in advance. It's not necessarily going to be just a drop-in service.
No, absolutely. We are having a number of information sessions this week, and following that, we're looking at doing a number of one-on-one appointments. So my colleague Jerry Moran, who is covering the Donegal catchment area, Michelle Coyle works with the Inishowen area. Jerry's going to be running a number of one-to-one support sessions. They'll be running from Tuesday through Friday at the moment from 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. There are various locations across our catchment area. I actually do advise that you get in touch with Jerry even ahead of the drop-in sessions, because I know that they're filling up fast.
A Sanish yellow weather warning is set to come into force in Donegal overnight. Met Éireann is warning of high winds with a possibility of coastal flooding. The warning is valid from 2 a.m. until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, the Pier car park in Donegal town will be closed for a period tomorrow in response to the flood risk warning. High tide and storm surge is predicted. The car park will close tomorrow morning from 4:15 a.m. to 8 a.m. A new scheme for Sockler farmers has been announced. Applications have opened with a closing date May the 2nd. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue says the scheme will be hugely beneficial for farmers in Donegal.
This payment will mean €150 per cow on the first 22 cows and then €120 for the remainder. And that's a very, very significant increase in the outgoing Sockler scheme, which, for example, would have paid €90 on the first 10 cows. So this will pay €150 on the first 22 cows, a very significant increase. And what this means is it gives farm families across Donegal a really good starting point in relation to Sockler beef production, and it's a good underpinning and platform for Sockler cow farming in Donegal.
And is there a reapplication process for those who are previously on the older SCEP scheme, or will that automatically roll over?
The applications are opening now and will close by the 2nd of May, so everybody has to apply for it. Everybody that wants to participate has to apply. I expect that the farmers who would have been in the previous Sockler cow scheme will apply, and I expect we'll see new entrants as well. It's a 5-year commitment and a 5-year payment commitment from the government to farmers, and I believe it's a scheme which can enhance profitability at farm level through the steps the farmers will be taking, but really importantly, the payment per cow is a massive improvement at €150 per cow on what would have been there previously.
Weather now, wet and windy tonight with widespread rain and fresh to strong and gusty southwesterly winds. Gale force along the coast overnight, minimum temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, the trial of Richard Burke, who is accused of the murder of Jasmine McMonagall in Donegal, has heard that after Gardaí observed a child at an upstairs window, a decision was taken to make an immediate and dynamic forced entry to the property. The 32-year-old has pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty of manslaughter. Letterkenny University Hospital is under significant pressure once again. A record 203 people attended the ED at the hospital yesterday. A Symill's mother has issued a warning to other parents to be aware of the circulation of drugs. It's after a bag containing suspected drugs was found in an area where children frequently play. Meanwhile, there's been a significant increase in the number of young people seeking treatment for cocaine addiction. That's according to the clinical director of White Oaks Addiction Treatment and Rehab Centre in Moff. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, March the 21st. The death has taken place of Dara Steve Gallagher, Cinema House, Convent Road, Milford. Mass of the Angels in the family home on Friday at 12 noon, followed by interment in the family plot in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the National Ambulance Service. House private, please. The death has taken place of Mary P. McLaughlin, Fraser, Churchtown, Carndonagh, and formerly of Cashel, Glenealy. Remains reposing at her home in Churchtown, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Bogan Culdaff, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Jeannie Sayers, Nae McElhinney, Ira Rue, Fulcara. Remains reposing at her late residence today until 8 o'clock. Funeral service in Rye Church, Fulcara, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service can be viewed live on Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Rye Church, Fulcara, care of any family member or Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Cecil Spence, 453 Milltown Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. House private to family and close friends, please, and to family only on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the MS Society, Donegal branch, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.